half an hour you do from your heart.
It's like saying, I'll do an hour good, I'll say Tehillim.
Hapitam. The whole idea of it, you talk with Hashem.
You can do this to a different time.
Yeah, you can learn.
Yeah, you can learn before and get ideas and stuff, but the half an hour is from your heart.
That's not it, yeah, okay.
Okay. Shmirat Ha'enayim is something which is relevant to every man. Because a man who's not got his eyes, he becomes drunk. Drunken. From all the so many thoughts that are going through his head, from what he sees this, thinks that, he thinks this, that. They say if they would have spelled out, right, show on a screen a person's thoughts, they would have closed them up in the home.
Mental institution, exactly.
Not only drunk, but addicted.
Ken, chaval azman. And that's hinted in the pasuk of the rebukes in Sefer Dvarim. It says, "Va'isa meshugay marenech etirin." You will be crazy from the things that your eyes see, because you see every second something else, and you can't focus. The pasuk reveals to us why does a person become crazy, sugar now is crazy, right? From what he sees, asher tireh. Why is it asher tireh? Because you see. Because you're looking around.
I saw the ones with the light advertising TV. It was in the factory called Axe. What the means? Maybe advertising was on the beach for the advertising. All the women run after him. And I said, you see how sick the.
You were filming?
I saw it on TV. It was advertising for deodorant. The men put deodorant. And after all the women was running after him. See how
the fool sick-minded. Sick-minded. Moch kole. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Bender, Zatzal, Shim Ayimam Chishim, that we would have written down, like I said, all the stuff that a person had in his head, right? Everyone would have said, "Sure, he's crazy. Look, he's thinking of this and this and this and this, and all in 10 seconds, this person's nuts." It's good no one sees our thoughts. And then they contradict each other. He thinks this, and he thinks exactly the opposite. Right? That's it. You'll see not a person's thoughts. All the thoughts, you'll see that he's doing these things. He's doing everything. He's thinking these things, he's doing everything. So you'll see him running to this corner of the room, going that run, going back and forth 10 times. How much you got? Okay. To see the thing, it's amash, just to cry from pity on the person. That's what happens. The person does not guard his eyes and does not have complete cleavage to Hashem. But Amet. The craziness, the real craziness is that a person disconnects himself from Kodesh Baruch Hu. As long as he goes out with his eyes open, he has no kesher with Hashem, and that's the worst thing. A person needs to have that the thing that he's striving in life, he's looking forward to, he's looking up to in life, is not to forget Hashem for even 1 second. Like Baal Shem Tov said, and the pasuk, "Asher Adam lo yachshov Hashem le'avon." Says the pasuk, literally it means Ashrei Adam, praiseworthy is the man which does not have sins, and Hashem doesn't see by him any sin. Okay, good. But the Baal Shem Tov says, praiseworthy is the man that when he's not thinking Hashem, if he's not thinking of Hashem, already it's a sin in his eyes. Baal Shem Tov learned the pasuk.
Sin not to think of Hashem.
Yeah, Asher Adam lo yachshov Hashem. When he does not think of Hashem, lo avon. It's for him. It's considered a sin already. That's Asher Adam. That kind of person we're praising. There's another stam similar vault that Hashem does with the word. It says, "Ki lo yirani Adam v'chayim," because a man cannot see me and live. It's a pasuk like that. Hashem says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you cannot see me because a man cannot see me and live. So that's literally what it means. But the Rashi says, he says, he puts a question mark at the end of the pasuk. Lo yirane adam v'chai. A person, we think if a person doesn't see me, he's considered alive. Lo yirane adam v'chai. You think he's alive? He's not alive. See Hashem and everything. Like it's known about Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Abnatan of Breslev. You've been by his kever for sure. He's buried right next to Yosef Kamo. He's Yosef in Tzfat, in the cemetery. Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak Shternatz. The son of Abnatan. You know where it is? Right near the Yosef Kamo. Yeah, so he used to write.
There's no name written
there. Yeah, now they fixed it up. They made it big so it reaches there where the stairs are. Yeah. It's not down anymore, they made it big.
I saw it was a lot of people. There
was a lot of people. There was a lot of people. There was a Badari?
Yes.
No, Badari is Rabbi Shimon, the servant of Rabbeinu. The big No, but down near Rabbi Yosef Karo, a little bit more down. So right next to Rabbi Yosef Karo there's a Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Natan. And he used to send his father letters. What did he write in his letters? He used to cry and say, look, I have such, why did I live, I have such a miserable life, I live so far from Hashem, I'm so poor, and this, I'm so far from Hashem, why should I live such a life? And his father used to send him immediately letters full of chizuk, don't worry, don't fall to Black Mary?
Melancholy.
Darkness. Yeah, don't fall to that place, Hashem loves you, look at the good point, right? Make effort, do everything you can just to be the simcha and rely on the power of the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman. So anyone who reads these letters could think that Rabbi Yitzchak probably, who knows what he sinned, maybe he was with Goyot, who knows what he did, Shabbos, he broke Shabbos, he smoked drugs all day, who knows what. That's how it sounds from the letters. Sinned in the worst things. The truth is, Rabbi Yitzchak was a holy, holy, holy person, very holy. That even if he would have forgotten Hashem for one moment, he felt that he's wasting his time in this world. He didn't want to live. If he forgot Hashem for one moment, and he wasn't a holy man in the Beis Medrash. He was a holy man as a post office manager. He was a post office manager. Right? So you see that Ashrei Adam, when he doesn't think of Hashem for one moment, it's already, it's a sin for him. Oh, I'm not thinking of Hashem. Oh. So our job is to do a lot of people to do. If you're doing what to do, that's fixing the whole day. Why? Because when a person, he doesn't what to do, and he thinks of, he remembers, he brings down all the day, the whole day, that he forgot Hashem during that day. That's why he acted the way he acted. And he brings Hashem back into those days. So then the day goes with him. Then he fixes the day. When a person doesn't do what to do, so, times that you remember the Hashem good, you thank for Hashem, they're lost, you never go back to him, it's over. Why, for people remember all the days? No. That's why it's so chashuv to do everyday shaylah, to fight, to strive, and to reach a level of an hour of tshuva every day. To be with Hashem for an hour, or to go through the day. Only if it doesn't break a person. If it breaks a person, that's still to do tshuva. Still to be broken and full of sadness. That's a soul. Only if a person will be out of joy, do tshuva, everything. If not, we don't need your tshuva. Hashem says, that guy, I don't need his tshuva. When Hashem wants your tshuva, you have to do it out of joy.